I don't even know.
For a Saturday drive.
It was a nice, beautiful Saturday drive down here. Got a few summer spring showers. It felt great.
That's Florida weather.
And I liked to wipe out a motorcycle on the way because the guy, there was a huge rain shower coming around that curve there, right past you, when you get past your handle on 701. And you can see the wall of water up there. So what had happened, his buddy had already turned around coming back. And he was off on the side of the road. He was so interested in watching that. But he made that U-turn when I come around there. He turned dead in front of me, just took off.
Oh, my God.
And I had to get close to avoiding. Get close to a disaster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Close don't count.
Good. That's good.
It was good the brakes worked this time. There's not
a problem.
I got a voice break. We don't have a whole lot to cover this morning. And I talked with Dwayne last night. And on our finances, we probably didn't break even on the, I think by the time we came through with all the figures, we didn't break even on the fly and breakfast thing the other morning. But we still had enough money in the kitty to pay the light bill for a couple more, three or four more months. So there was some good news and bad news there. But I think everybody here was there to fly in, at the breakfast fly in. So on the finances, that's a bit, I think we're better.
Here's Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, you fell off the roof?
I might as well.
Yes, it was up on the
roof. And now, the guy was laying sod on my yard. He got there at 7 o'clock, didn't get finished until late. Going out to get in the Ford, and it needed air in the tire. Put air in the tire. Had to stop and get gas.
That's all right.
Other than that, everything went well.
I was just kind of catching him up on the breakfast fly, and we missed you. You were there.
I was up in Jackson, North Carolina.
We had about 12 planes, I think, to come in. We didn't break even on our expenses, but we didn't. Now, so we're still looking halfway decent in the kitty like normal. We got heads up like that, you know. We make the light bill a few more times anyway. I think Dwayne said we had something like a little more than $100 or so in the checking account. He was trying to work out the exact figures last night. Everybody get a chance to take a look at that. For any corrections or amendments?
Spence, you never put us on here.
Never put you on one.
Never.
Oh, were you here last time?
Oh, yeah. Last couple times.
Are you here this time?
Yeah. Let me see.
I have to do that this time.
You're absolutely right. Just make sure you get both of them now, both shots. Any other corrections, amendments, disagreements?
It's slipping.
That's normal.
Huh?
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome to our world.
Anything done about the Don Rudick?
No, I was gonna bring that up this time about we'll just go on into that then. But is this accepted minutes, accepted less?
That we were gonna do it, yeah.
No, I mean y'all accepted.
Oh, this.
Okay.
Did we accept the minutes
for
the last meeting?
Oh, you seconded?
Sure,
I'll second. Okay. We'll take these minutes in. On the Don Rudick thing that we were going to do on that, I was talking to Wayne, and Jim had brought up a suggestion about something about a rudder that he had taken off of the plane and maybe fixing that up, kind of. That was a suggestion on it.
But
I
hadn't really. You might have a wooden prop.
That'd be good, a wooden prop.
I think that's a good way to go with, you know, make it close.
Hey,
Howdy. Howdy.
Well, anything that's props, rotors, ailerons.
If I'm not mistaken there, I think it was $150 donated for a plaque for $100.
Yes.
So if we did a prop, even if we did a prop, we'd have to do something about maybe on the hub of a plaque or something, or something like that. What would really be nice is we could find an old shop metal prop that could weather, you know, not be tore up by weather.
Yeah,
and put a metal prop for outside or something like
that.
Well,
I think that one that he made, use that one.
Oh, that
still around.
That club?
Yeah.
It's there. It's there. I gave it back to Ted after I But it's in there. It's made out of treated lumber, too.
Mm-hmm. That lasts for a while, and after you can say that's something he made.
And put a metal round plaque in the hub area or something. And if he need hanging inside of the
that would be.
Up over the mezzanine there.
How hard would it be to put some indication on this rudder, I guess it is, that Jim wants to give us?
Well, what you'd do is you would get a plaque on it and probably put it hanging on it. You know, polish that down really good, and I guess whatever everybody would want to do. But the prop would be a good idea. You could put the rudder up there and put the prop right in front of the rudder. That's just anything.
I think you could just put a plaque up there.
Just stick a plaque up there.
Yeah.
And put a small rudder up there.
Yeah.
And whatever. But let's meet around with those ideas and first of all, we've got to get something we can get. We got that $150 to do the plaque with, or $100 to do the plaque with.
Well, that's what we've got right now that's been dedicated to it. Set some more money aside if you feel like we should. I think we probably might need some depending on if we're using something we've got or something we have to acquire.
Where'd they get their prop here?
That's a nice one.
That's off the old Corsair. That's been sitting out here forever.
You talking about the big one out there?
Yeah.
I don't think we got enough room
in that size. Well,
that off the Corsair, huh?
FG1B. FG1B.
And then what about?
Probably.
Good year.
We'll talk about it then when we meet over at Air Building. We can get some stuff that's especially donated, we can take the other money and make it kind of really nice. I went over basically on the finances. If you want to go ahead and bring them up as far as what the total is, but I told them that it was basically we have more than $100 in the checking account. And I forgot how much was in petty cash that we had left over.
Right.
You want to do that really quick and kind of bring over the exact figures that you got on that?
We're not doing too bad. We're right on schedule. I like the shirt.
I like that shirt.
Well, on the 11th of April, we started out with $64.70 in our checking account. We had two new memberships, $20 each, deposited in the bank. And Austin and Marion Underbach donated towards Don's plaque, $100. I put that in the bank. May 11th, I paid our Rory Electric,
which with the $15 discount for me showing up at our co-op meeting, yeah, our bill was only $14.61. That leaves on the 16th of May today, balance on the account is $190.09. Petty cash started out on the 11th of April, $60.23. The meat and donuts came to $13.90. And our kitty that day produced $72. 3rd of May, the breakfast fly-in donation summed up to $176. And the soda fund produced $8.39. Also, there was miscellaneous donations for some extra eggs that we had bought up, and that totaled $12. 3rd of May, the groceries for the fly-in, including cups and plates and other accessories that we needed, came to $256.62. That left us on the 16th of May, cash on hand out of petty cash. We now have $58.10 still, so that's not too bad. I'd say that's real good. So that's why I'm going to close with. Hope for better times.
Positive.
Yes, none of it come out of our checking account. We all handled it pretty good in-house.
Well, we'll accept the treasurer's report.
Second.
So be it.
Anyone else? James Bill and his arm?
Dennis, anything you want to bring up?
Nope. Don't anything.
I could say something here. It was Wayne Robertson, Steve Moncrief, and myself went to the Burgall barbecue fly-in last Saturday. And it was kind of windy. I don't know if y'all remember or not. They didn't have any more come in there than we had. For the breakfast club, They had a fair number, aircraft just based there on the field out, but, and they flew about 30 or more than 30, I think, young eagles. But it wasn't a real big success for them either.
That was a Burgo? Mm-hmm. So what did you think about that club overall with us?
What did I think of what now?
The club, the atmosphere and everything.
Well, it was a fly-in, that's all I know. They did have a wiring seminar. ASD, Avionics man from Smithfield came down and he talked for over an hour and told some stuff about the best way to wire the aircraft. And mainly he said, use as short a wire as you can, keep it simple. And he showed some pretty good slides of situations you'd run into on certified aircraft. He said they brought him one and he took all the wire out of it and made a new wiring harness, and you couldn't stuff the amount of wire that had been in there in a 5-gallon bucket, stomping it. And he said that some of these repair shops do some sloppy work. And he said, if you're wiring your own short and simple, the best way. But it was interesting flying. The food wasn't, well,
what'd they have?
Dennis barbecue.
But what'd they have with it?
New potatoes and slaw and that was about it. Bread.
We do better.
I think they had baked beans also. Anybody does better. But barbecue wasn't that great. Dennis, you didn't care for it the last
time.
Didn't
I always hear people raving about their barbecue and it's really not that great?
Because?
Yeah.
Really? Not for me.
You got a different kind of appetite than I got.
That's the one with the 100 and some members?
It's Big Chef. They have probably 12, 15 aircraft up there. They have hangars there on the field. A fair number of aircraft stationed there. And also a string of homes with hangars attached.
Was that Burgall?
No, that wasn't Burgall.
That wasn't Burgall.
That was Burgall.
Wait a minute. I don't know about
Burgall. Bladenboro
was horrific.
Oh, I can't correct
you. I can't correct
you. Bladenboro.
Well, Bladenboro.
I don't know that part.
They part of it through
it wasn't my style of barbecue anyway. I ate it, and they also charged $7 for it.
Bergman's? You think we could get that fellow to come down as one of our fly-ins and put on a demonstration or talk?
Well, it doesn't have to be a fly-in, a meeting.
A meeting.
That's what we used to have when we were over there in Conway. Somebody would speak at our meeting. We haven't had that in a long time.
Is this new business or what?
I guess it's a combination. One thing bleeding to another.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know if anybody right offhand, but if there's anybody that y'all know, now this is all in the chapter, if you know somebody, technical out there, but any type of expertise in any part of fly, I'd be more than happy to go out there and buy them to come. I mean, that's up to any and all of us because it's our chapter. But offhand, like I say, I don't know of anybody. I'll know a couple of FAA guys, but I've talked to them a couple of times about coming in, but it's really difficult getting anybody in that's got regular jobs that don't want to waste the time or the distance of coming in. Talk to several about coming.
We did try to spread the word in the Green Sheet chapter. Representatives were there.
Okay.
Make sure they knew we were there.
Well, that one guy up in what was that at? And it's right outside of Asheville, North Carolina. The one I sent you that email, the D40 out.
Mm-hmm.
They started a new club, and he's trying, he called, wanting me to disseminate the information about trying to go up there, but that's a couple hundred miles.
Is that Asheville or Hansendale?
It was somewhere in
western North Carolina.
It's still a five-hour drive. 5 hours.
Western North Carolina.
And
Hatchville's
5 hours.
Yeah,
it's a couple hundred miles or more up there. I told him I didn't know. It's kind of really difficult. We can't even go to one. You know, most of us don't have the time and stuff to even go to one 30, 40 miles away. It's kind of hard to take it off more than two or three hundred miles. Anyway, I told him I'd get the information out, so it's out there on the web or on email on it. Is it all right with everybody if we, as far as that plan goes, think about it some more and then we can get some stuff together, and if we've got stuff that can be volunteered, like the prop or the, I don't know what type of condition that prop's in.
Oh, it's at the shop.
It's there?
That was that dummy club he built to fire up his old flag motor with. But I mean,
but it looks good. It's part of his,
right.
It's
his work. Stuff. It, I mean, it works. Did what it was designed to do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he wasn't going to fly it, but yeah. I don't know, he might have tried.
Yeah.
I'm
starting to say you didn't know Don very well, did you?
Might have tried.
I don't know about Don. You could get his model airplanes off the ground, but you wasn't getting him off the ground.
You wouldn't get
it. That one trip, he said, was enough for him. After they tore his fingers off of the griffin onto the side of the plane, that he went out and flew. But that was one time he recounted to me about when he flew. But we can do that. As far as anything else, anything that's wide open. I don't care whether it's old business, new business, or what.
I think something that I missed from years ago when I was there, we used to have progress reports on people's projects and what have you, if somebody wanted to offer it.
Mm-hmm. But we still
do. It's a slow process anyway when you're building one, so it's not always a
good thing. We're listening.
You're listening right here.
Yeah, we still
have.
Am
I the only one?
We still have that bill.
But I mean, that's part of what the thing is supposed, you know, to, if we have new people show up and that, they would certainly want to hear about activities that are going on, even if it's slip by the house and take a look at it, or whoever has it at their shop. When we were in, of course, we had a huge membership, but we used to take a Saturday or something, and a group of us that wanted to, and go around and see four or five different builders in the club. And it was really interesting to do that. And again, you have to dedicate some time and interest in order to do something like that. But, I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing, experimental aviation.
Where did they have them in their
house? Oh, a lot of people had them in their garage or in their basement, or they could be just whatever. Some of them had them in their hangar. So, I mean, it was the...
How's yours coming along?
Oh, mine's coming along real sweet.
Chuck kept us informed of his all the time when he was working on that one. But you don't have anything you're working on right now, do you?
Yeah. I'm still in refinement stages. I mean, I'm doing more and more stupid things, like leaning against hot metal. Looks like cold metal. stuff like that after welding on it. But we've managed to make new rudder cables. The rudder stops are in. The elevator stops in. The push-pull system's back in place. I ripped everything out that was in it originally and redesigned it all. And it was working really sweet. So that area is taken care of. Engine, I've got two more pipes to make for the exhaust. I'm getting close to even firing it up if I want a hot wire. So the engine's all together, mounted.
Is that one you bought? Did you buy it?
I built.
Oh, you built?
I built my own engine. And see how lucky we are. But, there's a lot, when you've been involved in projects, there's so many minute details at the end of it. You can spend a lot of hours just taking care of a few issues. So progress doesn't always seem that happen in leaps and bounds.
That's right.
But each thing is that much closer.
Well, I hope you didn't tear that wheel. Just the only wheel that I welded on that. I hope you didn't break it.
Well, I know. I cut a lot of stuff out of it, put stuff back, and changed everything. It's you guys go right by the house today. You're welcome to stop. See it firsthand instead of pictures. You don't have to stay. Got sodas if you want.
Go by lunch.
We can probably figure something out. We can get them. I mean, I don't live out in the country. I'm near a store. I'll call Sue and tell her to get the hamburger out. I mean, there's always something happening.
Didn't bring the menu
in, did you? No. Trouble today. Put your hand in trouble because she's not here. She's going to kill me.
Maybe she could kill you if you did that. Yeah.
Would be the first time.
That's it. Still there. Still got it for sale. Huh? Still got it for sale?
Yep.
What about you, Dwayne? You've been flying, haven't you?
No, I've been running my engine up. And that's about it.
It's been windy.
It's been windy every day.
Well, I spoke to Wayne this morning. He flew this morning and practiced engine outs and stuff. And he said that was interesting because the guy surprised him after they left the runway. And he says, 150 feet in the air, he says, throttle back to the engine out. What are you going to do? He said, so it was interesting.
You're going to die.
So he
prayed up well. Hopefully he had a long runway where he just sit.
Well, he's flying that kite, so he wouldn't make a conventional aircraft. He'd get away with a little bit more.
Y'all seen some in South America that seemed to me like a lot of runways down there in these little wall places we used to go into. You see these nice twin engine planes coming in, and it looked like they only had about a half a mile here he would be. See where they hit the ground and kind of skid it over in, and they'd leave them out here. Instead of hauling them off and pushing them out of the way, you'd see two or three out there where they'd crashed. So it's kind of a grim reminder. It's like these red cars that they have on the side of the road. Best I know is I figured a lot of them must have come in and didn't have enough fuel, and ran out of fuel, because it looked to me like perfectly good aircraft that just kind of skidded in. Didn't quite make enough until it got to the runway. But there was a lot of props down there now we could have got.
We'll find something that we need to have around here.
We got the engine stand out there.
All large, broken. That's it. I don't have anything else today except that we've got a Lumpton fly in. We're not going to be participating, but if you want to go, it's next weekend, I think.
Yep.
And that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
normally Friday and Saturday are the best days. Sunday's not much anything going on, so.
We're not
going to
recruit or anything?
No.
Wayne said last time he was going to go, but not officially, you know, not certain who that is.
I meant just a table with
some pamphlets. Well, he might do something like that.
I think over the last couple of years it's cost him more than what it was. It's quite a bit expensive.
I guess they were giving out free food last time.
Yes.
That was like, you know, all
that cool. Yeah,
it's bad, you know, kids.
Convenience for you.
Yeah.
Unless anybody else has got anything, I don't have anything else.
Well, I'm probably part of fault on the meeting here. I didn't advertise down here for us prior to the meeting.
I think the fly-ins.
Think that might go?
Yeah, because I called John a couple days ago and asked him if anybody was going to be here, and he said he'd check around. He never got back to me. But anyhow, but he did say that there's two fly-ins.
I'll try to do a little bit better. I got work to the high school again over there at Rocket Club, hoping to get some young people show some kind of interest to come down, but maybe it's a good thing they didn't come this particular meeting. I'm trying to work.
But they, he said he had to sell some airplanes, so he had to go. Yeah.
Well, Gene's over there did too.
Yeah, that's right.
I mentioned
Gene and Gene Baker.
Free Mouse Computers.
Yeah.
Just the environment now, the financial environment all over, it's going to become really difficult probably to sell airplanes anywhere.
Have you ever been in John's other building down here?
Mm-hmm.
Not the one that they on the airport, but the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've got to get stuff everywhere.
Yep. So the anybody still over at your place? Go by and take a look at your plane.
You're more than welcome to.
How do we get there?